and four go down together. Soon be five and six. Best give yourself up now.
Ryan had the G-12 again at his shoulder, looking stone-eyed along the barrel, whispering to the others out of the corner of his mouth.
I've had enough. Get ready and we'll try to...
Hold it.
What?
It's Mildred. She's gone.
What Mildred had seen had pushed her back in time to when she was a little girl in the South and witnessed the horror of lynchings. Ever since then, she'd been possessed of a virulent hatred of injustice and bloody oppression. Her only wish now was to find the house where she and Doc had hidden their blasters and their ammo and return to the stone yard.
Kill as many as I can before they kill me.
She moved quickly through the shadowed depths of the building, passing relics of the railroad, including torn posters, signal lamps, and tucked away in a corner, a peculiar trolley with flanged wheels and a center-mounted pumping handle. But none of that interested the woman. Knowing that all Strasser's forces were gathered by the engine house, she was able to take chances. She exited a side door, blinking in the bright morning sunlight, and cut across by the row of small shops and down an alley between a video rental store and a thrift shop. She hesitated a moment as she emerged into a wider street, looking left and then right, finally recognizing where she was. Mildred could see the house where the weapons were hidden, and she was already slowing from a jog when she heard the unmistakable crack of the Stetschkin.
Four.
She stooped and fumbled under the porch, feeling the chill as her hands only encountered rubbish, old cans, amorphous paper, and cardboard and plastic. Mildred felt further, ignoring the voice of Court Strasser through the speaker, warning Ryan that the deaths would continue.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Her fingers touched the smooth heaviness of gunmetal. She pulled out her ZKR 551, tucking it into the back of her navy pants, finding the handful of ammo, and slipping it into her pocket. She grabbed Doc's massive Lama, filling her other pocket with his spare ammunition.
Now.
You think Skullface will really take the lives of all them good folk? Don't seem right to me.
Doesn't seem right to me either, but that's what he'll do.
Won't be long before he realizes that you're not going to come out. Then what, Ryan?
Then he'll use Doc. That'll be the next step.
There were still two of the doomed hostages standing together. One was visibly weeping, but the other was managing an outward display of bravery.
Mildred?
She'll be looking for us, I guess. Maybe we should try to move to link up with her.
Oh, I'm getting tired of this, one eye. Let's take out five and six together. Then I figure it's time for our mutual friend, Theophilus Tanner, to do his stuff. Maybe he'll be more persuasive than me.
JB had the glass to his eye, his spectacles pushed up on his forehead in the shade of the fedora's brim.
Making him kneel. Doc's still got three blasters around him. They're watching the killings. Everyone is.
That's enough. I'm gonna chill Strasser now. We'll go in and take out who we can. The rest will have to look to their luck. It's gone on long enough.
He brought the smooth shape of the G-12 to his shoulder.
Strasser's come down off his box.
I can still hit him. A headshot.
JB was scanning the crowd.
They look like they're all in shock. Don't know how... Dark night!
Ryan took his finger off the trigger.
What is it?
It's Mildred. She just came back.
Mildred had heard Strasser's booming voice, promising the double execution, and she hurried to rejoin the crowd of settlers. She'd hidden Doc's old pistol in the top of her pants, pulling out her white blouse to cover it. Her own pistol was resting snugly in the small of her back. The door she'd escaped through still stood a few inches ajar. Mildred slowed to a cautious walk, aware that there could easily be armed men waiting for her behind that door.
If there are, then there are.
She drew the checked target revolver and felt its reassuring weight in her hand. There would be real compensation if she could only take some of them with her, leave things a little cleaner. Through the gap, she could see the backs of some of the settlers, none of them looking in her direction. Every one of them was staring fixedly toward the center of the square. Mildred eased herself through the doorway, blinking as her eyes adjusted again to the bright morning sunlight. The corpses lay where they'd fallen, the pools of blood thick with gorging flies. Two men knelt before Strasser, one of them with his hands clasped together in prayer. The leader of the gang stood towering over them, the Stetschkin held loosely in his right hand. Over to the right, near the entrance to one of the engine house buildings, Doc Tanner stood with three armed men around him. The rest of the 20 or so guards stood in a loose circle, three or four of them near the locomotive. The settlers were like a flock of patient sheep, their faces showing emotions that ran from anger to blank disbelief. But the threat of the overwhelming firepower kept them cowed.
Very well, Carter. Here goes with the next two. And then we'll take us a break. And have us another lottery.
Mildred was about 40 yards from Court Strasser, barely half that distance away from Doc Tanner. She eased the ZKR-551 from its hiding place. JB dropped the glass.
Red, blast it.
What?
Get ready. I just spotted Mildred pull out that target blaster of hers.
In the square, Mildred steadied her breathing, making a conscious effort to slow her heart. She used the Zen techniques that she'd been taught when she'd taken up pistol shooting, techniques that had brought her an Olympic silver medal. Strasser was leveling the machine pistol, his reptilian tongue darting out to brush his bloodless lips.
Listen to their deaths, Ryan Carter! Spare me, Jesus!
Die slow, you bastard!
Die fast, fucker!
The first bullet drilled between the man's eyes, knocking him on his back in the dirt. The noise of the gun made the praying man start sideways, so that Strasser's second shot, even at point-blank range, nearly missed. Ah! It ripped off his ear, creasing his skull, bringing a fountain of blood, the spent round burying itself in the man's right shoulder. He slapped at Strasser in his agonized shock, struggling to get to his feet. He went down alongside the other corpses, one hand opening and closing convulsively. The cobbled yard was totally silent, and every single pair of eyes was focused on the scene. Every pair of eyes but one, Mildred's.
Time to go Samuel L. Jackson on a motherfucker.
As calmly as if she stood on the target range of her old hometown of Lincoln, Nebraska, she leveled the revolver and began to fire careful spaced shots, picking her targets with care.
Let's go, people.
Doc was the only person out in the yard who'd spotted the disappearance of Mildred, and it had been a great relief to him to see her make her safe getaway. If Strasser hadn't been blinded by his own quest for vengeance against Ryan and Jack, he'd probably have followed a slower course of careful interrogation, which would have meant speedy betrayal for Mildred. But now she was gone. Doc had made a private wager with himself, trying to figure out what Ryan would be doing. He guessed that the first deaths would do nothing to stir him from hiding, and that Ryan's fighting mind would tell him that Strasser would go through with his threat, would massacre every man, woman, and child on the wag train, just to ease his own lust for blood. The only question was, when would Ryan make some sort of move, and how would he do it? Doc knew his own fate was sealed. The odds were too high against for any rescue bid, but there was the hope that Ryan might be able to use his rifle to take the life of Court Strasser, even though it wouldn't save most of the hostages.
Might be joining you shortly, Emily, my dear.
Then Mildred came back again. Doc blinked, wondering whether his brain had slipped sideways into the darkness once more.
Why?
Then he saw the gleam of sunlight off blued steel, and he knew.
Save a last bullet for the woman!
The words rolled around Mildred's mind, even though she couldn't recall what old flick she'd heard them in. It sounded like Big John Wayne should have said them. Maybe he did. The ZKR revolver had been chambered to use the common Smith & Wesson 38 caliber rounds, six of them. Mildred had thought through what she was going to do with all six, and she moved her hand steadily from target to target. For someone who had mastered the trick of putting a bullet clean through the center pip of the Five of Hearts at 30 long paces, killing men at less than that range wasn't hard. Not once you'd set your mind to doing it. One of Mildred's well-aimed bullets killed the guard on Doc's immediate left, striking him smack between the eyes. 1.5 seconds later, before anyone had time to react and move, another guard went down. The third of Doc's personal guards had begun to run, eyes raking the rows of startled faces, where heads were beginning to seek the source of the shots, but he was way too slow. Doc, still ducking, noticed a different note as the third of the 38 struck home. He glanced at the lean man as he fell, seeing that Mildred had shot him clean through the left eye.
You black bitch!
You ain't seen nothing yet!
Strasser jumped off to one side, diving full length in the bloodied sand, behind the two most recent bodies. Around him, the men and women of his gang were reacting with varying degrees of speed. Mildred shifted her aim from Strasser at the last fraction of a second, putting her fourth bullet through the side of the head, just above the left ear of the nearest guard.